CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 20th of October, the news headlines. The RSGB welcomes your feedback on its 2024 convention. Today is the last chance to get involved with the JOTA 2024. The RSGB is looking for youth champions. The RSGB's 2024 convention took place last weekend and brought together hundreds in person as well as many more from across the globe who watched via the live stream. The Society is already receiving an overwhelming amount of positive feedback, but if you did attend the convention and haven't yet completed the feedback form, please go to rsgb.org/feedback and share your thoughts. And if you watch the live stream, the Society would also love to hear you. Please visit the feedback page and let the team know what you thought of the online event. The feedback forms will be closed at the end of October. Live streams for both days will remain available for everyone to watch, so if you'd like to catch up on the selection of presentations that were aired, go to the RSGB website and search for Convention 2024 live stream. As well as talks from the weekend, you'll find exclusive special interviews with pre-recorded videos. Today, the 20th, is the last day of Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio among the Scout Association. The Society has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event and has shared it on its website. The list is available by going to the RSGB website and looking up JOTA, J-O-T-A, and choosing the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. The RSGB would also love to see your photos of scouts getting involved with JOTA, so tag at the RSGB and use hashtag JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. If you're not involved with the JOTA station, do listen out and encourage the young operators on the air. There'll be a report in Radcom, so please send details and photos from your event to radcom at rsgb.org.uk by the 15th of November. Following the recent appointment of two youth champions for schools and universities, the RSGB is keen to expand the team. The Society is looking for a youth champion for scouts, guides and cadets, and another to lead activities and create resources to support young people once they've gained their foundation licence, motivating them to try new things within amateur radio. The four youth championships will work closely as a team, as well as with the RSGB board liaison, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, and the RSGB outreach team. Together, the youth championships, youth champions will also create a youth team and run a net or SCED to involve all youngsters. Do you have what it takes to engage with young people and support them on their amateur radio journey? Another part of each youth champion's role is to give input and support for current activities, such as promoting and participating in Youngsters on the Air month each December. If you're proactive, experienced at managing your own time efficiently, a good leader who can build relationships and mentor young people, and you're passionate about growing the number of young people involved in amateur radio, then one of these roles could be for you. Take a look at the youth activities on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/youth and see some of the great things that are happening already. If you're interested in being part of the team, contact Youth Board Liaison Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, via gw4bml@rsgb.org.uk. The date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable GMRT. It'll be going ahead on Saturday the 9th of November at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island in Fife. Lunch will be provided and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. The programme is now confirmed and at the moment 43 people have booked to attend. There are only 7 places left, so book as soon as possible to avoid disappointment. Online booking is available via the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk or by email to Colin, GM4HWO, at gm4hwo@gmail.com. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and event, part 2 of the British Amateur Television Club Convention for Amateur TV 2024, also known as CAT24, is taking place on Saturday the 26th of October. The online event runs from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and will feature talks about ATV-related topics. More information, visit batc.org.uk/live. Carrick Fergus Amateur Radio Group's rallies taking place on Saturday the 26th of October at LM Pentecostal Church, North Road, Carrick Fergus. Doors open from 11:30 a.m. and refreshment available. More information, including contact details, is available on the group's Facebook page. The next Essex CW Boot Camp is scheduled to go ahead on Saturday at the 26th of October. The event is an opportunity to meet your friends and enjoy a day of CW activities, tea, coffee and cakes. If you're interested in attending and haven't registered, email info@essexcw.org.uk. More information, visit essexcw.uk. The Galashiels rally is taking place on Sunday the 27th of October at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Galashiels, TD13JX. Doors open from 11 a.m. Admission fee is £3. Refreshments, traders and bring and buy area to enjoy. More information, rally queries at galaradioclub.co.uk or visit galaradioclub.co.uk. Special event news. Special event station PF-16F is active to say farewell to the F-16 fighter aircraft or Fighting Falcon. After 45 years of service from 1979 to 2024, the F-16 will retire from the Royal Netherlands Air Force. Members of Radio Club Limburg will be operating the call sign until the 30th of November and hope to work as many amateur radio operators across the world as possible. More information about the station, visit rclb.nl/PF16F. As part of the celebrations marking the centenary of the world's first transglobal two-way radio communication, special call sign GB2ZL has been active at times from the UK. This is in addition to the main UK activity from GB2NZ, G2SZ and others. On Tuesday the 15th of October, the GB2ZL station, operated by Chris, GM3WOJ, from near Inverness, made a remarkable QSO with the ZL4AA team, located just north of Dunedin. The ZL4AA station was operated by Dave, ZL4DK, Mike, ZL4OL, and Stephen, ZL4BN. This QSO on the 40-metre band long path at 0721 UTC was made using CW. 559 reports were exchanged each way, and the operators at both ends were thrilled to make contact. At each end of the QSO was an 80-year-old all-valve military transceiver from New Zealand, the iconic ZC1. These radios date from 1944, just 20 years after the first UK to ZL QSO. More information about the station and ZC1 transceiver, visit the GB2ZL page at qrz.com. Sylvia, OE5YYN, is active as OE20 SOTA until the 31st of October, marking the 20th anniversary of Austria joining the Summits on the Air programme. Details of a certificate that is available for working the station are available at qrz.com. DX News, Harold DF2WO is active as 9X2AW from Rwanda until the 22nd of October. He is using CWFT4 and SSB on the 80-10 meter bands. You might also catch Harold operating QO100 satellite. When possible, he also hopes to be QRV on the 6-metre band, QSL via OQRS. Stefan, F5UOW, is active as FR stroke call sign from Réunion Island, AF016, until the 28th of October. He operates mostly CW on the 17 to 10 metre bands, QSLVAR logbook of the world only. Contest news. Worked All Germany contest started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 19th, ends 1500 UTC today the 20th of October. CWSSB 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today the 20th, the RSGB 50 megs affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes in the 6 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 22nd, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 24th, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band. The exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 27th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report, CQ zone, which for us is 14 here in the UK. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, the past week has been characterised by a low geomagnetic KP index and excellent conditions on HF, including the 10-metre band, with solar flux index between 168 and 195, and a KP index that never rose above 4, conditions have been better than the previous week, which suffered from the bad effect of solar flares and coronal mass ejections. This came as NASA, NOAA and the International Solar Cycle Prediction Panel announced that the Sun has reached its solar maximum period, which should continue for the next year. The announcement is not unexpected, and the exact period of maximum activity won't be known for a little while. But it was a wake-up call for amateur radio amateurs to get on the bands and make the most of these conditions. NOAA anticipates additional solar and magnetic storms during the current solar maximum period and during the declining phase of the solar cycle. The solar flux fell from its 200 plus highs to be 160 to 195 range last week, but this was still more than enough to keep the ionosphere running. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3000 kilometer path have been consistently over 28 megs during daylight, falling to about 11 megs overnight. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks the solar flux index will rise into the 200s again, but we may also get some geomagnetic disturbances, namely on the 22nd and the 23rd, when the KP index might rise to about 4. Meanwhile, October can be one of the best months for DH propagation, with good 10-metre openings to Australasia in the morning and North and South America in the afternoon. Now, VHF and up propagation news. The current unsettled spell of weather seems likely to continue into next week and is not atypical for this time of year. We should expect a more changeable pattern around the autumn as the main polar front jet stream migrates south across the UK to its winter state over the Mediterranean. That said, there may well be some brief interludes when the extended region of high pressure across Europe influences conditions over the British Isles, more specifically the southeastern corner. This is shown by some models around midweek for potential tropo from southeastern England into the continent or across the North Sea to North Europe and southern Scandinavia. The obvious mode to result from this unsettled weather will be rain scatter, and it's probably that the gigahertz bands will enjoy this period of weather. Meteor scatter in October has a few showers to maintain interest. The Orionids and the Taurids are both active during the coming week. In fact, the Orionids, associated with the comet Halley, peaks on Monday and Tuesday. Just a final note about Spraddiki, which is out of season. Remember that there are no zero Spraddiki months, and recent indications have tended to show the response of raised critical frequency of Spraddiki layer occurring around the middle of the day on the propquest.co.uk NVIS graphs. You may also see peaks earlier in the day at around dawn, which is the peak time for meteor input. Beware, it's easy to get hooked on out-of-season Spraddiki hunting. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising. Path losses are rising again after perigee on Thursday the 17th. So we have increasing peak moon elevations and longer moon windows until Tuesday the 22nd. 144 megs sky noise is low to moderate for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.